This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And we're back for hour two here on the alternative media here on RBN. This is Richard Carey filling in for Baron Showoff on this Saturday, April 17, 2021. And I do have three co-hosts here with me today, Stephen Douglas Whitener, Paul Edward Stevenson, and William Repillum. We're going to go to the phones just in a few moments here. So if you folks do want to call in today, that number is 512-248-8252. If you are challenged with your not having unlimited cell phone minutes, you can use our toll-free 800-313-9443, but we do prefer 512-248-8252. And, well, we had talked about a good variety of topics covered already in that first hour, at least touched on, you know, a good deal of things. William, I know you, like myself, have been keeping up with Catherine Austin Fitz, a lot of what she's had to reveal her group. And, of course, John Rappaport as well. We noticed that they've been teaming up a bit, his videos on her website, and supported somewhat by her, what is it, Solaris, her company. So I don't know, did you want to speak a bit on how it relates to the, you know, the lockdowns with the gene therapy shots and the economic goals?
Yes. Catherine Austin Fitz is awesome. She's she was in the late 80s, I think, asked to be on the Fed, and she was worked for in the government, I believe, in the housing and urban development sector, and she handled billions of dollars for the, I think, President George H.W. Bush administration. I might have that not quite correct, but that's about right. And she is a financial sector expert and economist, and she has really laid out the conspiracy in terms of the economic and ties to all the pieces together of the economics and makes it make perfect sense. That it just it takes the stuff that people would call outlandish conspiracy, and she ties it to very palatable and plausible reality that we're in right now. She's got some documentary, The Planet Lockdown, the injection fraud. She has her website, solari.com. She used to be an investment advisor, but they farmed that out to Parvin Investments. And I have not really looked much into Parvin Investments. I've been meaning to call them and talk to them because, you know, we want to know what companies to invest in and work for that are going to champion, you know, our cause of freedom and liberty. Right. We don't want to be building. Her whole point is you're building the slave system. You know, we're all participating in building the slave system for ourselves, you know, by working for these corporations. And so she's done so much research on different things and dug in and found some incredible information. One of the really key pieces of information she found is the reason why they burned down the businesses in Minneapolis was because some of those small businesses were actually part of a chunk of property that were somehow tax exempt. And I think that she was saying that the big tech companies, when they were in their more earlier phases, were there and getting great tax breaks, and they want those back now. And so that's why they deployed their minion Antifa minions to destroy them so that they can take them over and get that tax benefit back. I think that's what it was. She's able to. She's got a team of people that work for her that dig in and find out these things.
What was the name of that documentary you mentioned?
Planet Lockdown. Is it on
YouTube?
Yeah. Nothing's on YouTube anymore. I don't think. Maybe once in a while something. I don't know. I just don't even bother with YouTube anymore. Yeah, it's Catherine Austin Fitz. The first time I heard her was she was doing an interview with Jeff Rentz in I think 2019, and she was really what really resonated with me was she was talking about that you need to get involved in local politics and you need to get to know your sheriff and get to know the different police around especially and maybe get yourself into a county that is. That believes in the Constitution to a great degree.
Well, clearly she's very intelligent. Yes. You mentioned that at one point she was offered to be on the board of the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
And so then for her to turn whistleblower, right. Yeah, it's certainly someone with connections. I'd say for right. that alone.
Right. Right. And I think she has a fantastic kind of business model. I mean, if you wanted to become a member of her site, it's $30 a month, or there's a 6 month, it's just a little less than that. And there's a 1 year subscription you can do. But I think that's probably a good business model. She needs to sustain herself and keep her people going. So it's probably worth it to do that. I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet, but I'm going to. And because I just really want to start focusing on solutions. And more that, we can talk about this till we're blue in the face, but really we need to build another system alongside this, this beast system that's happening. And we're talking about, getting to know your local farmers too. So, and start to support them.
And grow your own food if you can,
Yes. Yes. Grow your own food. They're even trying to make that illegal. They want to make seeds illegal. Monsanto wants to control all the seeds. They pushed all the farmers out. Bill Gates is buying up all the land, all this land everywhere, and they want to starve people. They want to do Holodomor 2.0, exactly what they did in Russia in 1920s and 30s to the Russian people, patriots. They're planning to do the exact same thing here. And,
there's a person with a very, very big garden, and I'm thinking she's an old lady, and I get on very well with her, and I was thinking of approaching her and asking her if I could maybe just rent a little section of it to grow some plants, because her garden is the size of a football pitch,
Wow.
And I she's a nice lady. I think she probably would enjoy the bit of company, and she'd maybe rent a little plot to me, just a tiny little corner of it just to grow some veg.
Yeah. The one other thing you were telling me, one of the videos I didn't catch, but you did, William, of Catherine Austin Fitz. All those things are fine and good, but you said she was suggesting as something to potentially be able to, if you can't always barter and trade, you need something for exchange. Otherwise, to start hoarding gold and silver and use that. Most people wouldn't want to give up their gold or silver. At this point, if they get it, even in small amounts, I think if everyone in smaller communal regions, small community sectors were to all acknowledge this and all of them get enough in small pieces already, and then they could, they could easily start that system, and it would be the easiest thing that everyone could mutually agree on as fair currency, just living outside of their system. But, it would take a bit of time, I think, for any people to feel comfortable using that gold and silver up as soon as they get it, for exchange. It's interesting.
Yes. Well, silver would be a lot easier with, right? And you can just keep going out and getting some silver.
That is needed more and more. That is needed more and more for circuit boards, microchips, for solar panels, even the batteries and the electric cars. With that industry, they want to get so booming now. That's going to all rely on silver a lot more of that in the solar. And I don't know. I don't know. There could be artificial scarcity as far as the amount of silver that's under ground still even? I have no idea about that, but as far as what people are willing to part with and all of those silver and gold contracts being so, I mean, if you don't have the physical, you're going to be left holding the bag at a time
where
there's
a rough. Well, get stuff to trade so that mm-hmm. you can receive silver too, right? So stock up on other things that you can you can sell.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah, food, you know, even cigarettes and food and anything that's worth anything. I mean, I've got some silver. It's unfortunate with the Brexit situation over here. It means that I'm now going to have to pay an extra 20% VAT to import silver, which just kind of makes it, you know, less attractive. But, you know, I'm investing in silver stocks, companies like First Majestic Silver, Pan American Silver. You know, if the price of silver goes up like it did recently this week, you know, it's like leverage when you're investing in silver stocks, you know, and that's a good way to, you know, to make a bit of money and protect yourself against inflation as well, you know.
Stephen, did you want to comment on this?
I remember back when the last downturn, the 2008 economic crash, a lot of local communities printed their own currency that if you come in, you could like get $10 of the local currency for $9 or something. You get a bonus, and that money, that economic activity would stay right there in the town. That way they were able to keep things going. I know several different communities had done that, and I don't know, that might be another idea. Ammunition is another thing that could be used to barter as well, along with the, you know, the food and the cigarettes and alcohol, things like that, things that people would want and would trade something for. You know, I used to smoke cigarettes. I know that's pretty precious. Somebody wants to get that could go for money in the future.
Yeah, penicillin is another thing, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, maybe let's go to some of these callers and gentlemen, you know, just kind of wing it as if either of you, any of you, are compelled to respond to said callers. Yeah, please feel welcome to. We have first up Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. Good morning.
Good morning. This is a good show. Appreciate all three of y'all. I'd rather
four
listen.
Four of us, ma'am. Yeah, four of us, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea about what you can barter, because apparently these people are not going to let you get by without taking the GMO, human GMO project. They're not going to let you get by without it. Somebody in rural America, well, Laurie said last week, we should be collecting books on how to do things from scratch. They used to call, I forgot the name of it, but how to make things yourself, you know, and what plants you can eat that now are weeds, books on it. So that's a good idea.
I did have
a question about money. I'm sorry, but since I can't hardly remember my own phone number sometimes, I'm never going to get into that Bitcoin. But I know that's what they want us to do, okay? So once upon a time, they were talking about money that they were printing that was going to be for, they called it Monopoly money. It was blue and pink. And I think it was, one was for overseas and one was for America. And I thought that would be really good if that was true, because you know that all these years they've been, our money has not just from us printing it in the Federal Reserve notes, but they give the daggone presses, printing presses to every foreign enemy we have, and they can print their own. So, you know, that's part of the problem, don't you think? And if we had all new money, they'd have to start all over with new printing presses. It wouldn't be so easy, because supposedly that old guy who died, and he had fake money and had counterfeit money. You know, boy, to spring that on us, that would really throw the whole world off.
That's a good point, Pat. We're getting a little bit of background noise from someone. I'm not sure who, but if you are a gentleman and lady,
probably
could
me. I'm sorry.
When you're not talking, I'm not sure if it is you or not. Hey, say Pat, I seem to remember. Were you the caller? I remember in the past mentioning you having a background in the past in the science field, as far as your previous occupation.
Yeah. It's been run down quite a bit. I'm a medical technologist, MTAS-CP. That means I passed a national test. But, and I know about all the different, usually a little bit about a lot of things, you know. Although I used to know blood bank very well, and I told people right away I would never use a Pfizer product because I've run a blood bank 3 times, and I didn't trust Pfizer to match blood and all that kind of stuff.
You were actually running a...
I was 40-some years ago. Pardon?
Okay, but you were running a blood bank. Yeah, that's a pretty big responsibility. And did you have much...
In a hospital. It's just one department. Mm-hmm. Red Cross. I volunteered for Red Cross at times, but they never would take me. And then when they had an emergency, they wanted me. I said, no, I got to get in there and practice before I start to know how you do stuff. So I draw blood.
What was your impression? And what was your impression this past year with all of this asymptomatic testing with their PCR tests and everything getting labeled COVID? I mean, you must have been shocked when they started talking about so much extensive lockdown.
Actually, I wasn't. I was halfway distracted when it came on me because I had somebody in lockdown at a nursing home. Okay, and they were killing them. But I know from day one because I was warned in a book. It's called. It's written by Gary Kah, K-A-H. It's called En Route to Global Occupation. And he had another book that said The Coming One World Religion. And he tells it all. It used to be on YouTube. But the Celeste Solom does the same thing now. And I heard Don yesterday on The Perfect Storm playing one of Celeste Solom's YouTubes. But it wasn't the one that told everything. And to get on YouTube, you need the exact name of the YouTube. The numbers won't get it. It'll come up something else, I think. Or somebody could send it from there. So it's just the way you go at it sometimes, I think. But, yeah, is there something you wanted to ask me other than the fact that I happen to have those books.
All right, we have William who wants to ask you something.
Okay.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah, Pat, I was just curious. You mentioned not trusting Pfizer even from your working with them in the blood bank 40 years ago. I was wondering if you remembered any specifics around that you could share with us.
Well, it just wasn't reliable. I mean, and you know what? They've been doing all kind of crappy things because you read the insert in the medicine that they give you. Oh, I had a cataract surgery, and I looked at that thing, and I said, oh, my gosh, she gave me something from Pfizer. I'm not going to take it, and I didn't take it. So, sorry. I mean, they might be doing something good, but... I definitely agree
with you that Pfizer is not a trustworthy company. I think they're absolutely corrupt. I was just kind of curious about maybe your experience there.
Yeah, I don't know. It just makes me cry that people are taking any of this stuff. I mean, because Trump told everybody what to do. I even have a recipe to make your own hydroquinone in home. It's real easy to do. This is a very easy thing to get rid of. Very easy.
The hydroxychloroquine, is that what you're saying? Make your own hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, with the orange peels.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Pat. Appreciate it. And we'll be back, folks, here on the Alternative Media. Richard Carey filling in for Darren Showoff. Stick around.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
And we're back here on the Alternative Media on RBN. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Showoff. And I have a few co-hosts joining me today. Stephen Douglas Whitener, Paul Edward Stevenson, and William Rapillum. Let's go back to the phones. We have a couple other callers in the queue here. Tom in Florida. Hello. Happy weekend. Happy Saturday, Tom.
Yeah, to you too, all you gentlemen, all you guys, all four of y'all. Yeah, definitely. Have a great weekend, all of you. I heard, Richard, this is what I want to report to you. Here in the South Florida news here, they caught 250 Venezuelans at the Texas border trying to sneak into the United States. Okay, Stephen was talking about silver and all that. Well, you know, these illegal aliens in New York are getting $17,000, Richard. $17,000. That would buy a lot of Americans a lot of silver, wouldn't it? If each American could get $17,000 from the federal government to buy silver. What do you
think?
Did
you hear that Biden is talking about trying out sending money over the border to illegals, to would-be illegal immigrants, so that they won't come over? I'm sure that'll go well. You know, come on, they could put it in their, their account and then come in under a different name. I mean, you know, these people are undocumented. How is sending money going to stop them from coming in? It's the most absurd thing I ever heard.
That's really just money for them to. For this, sorry, just interjecting one little point here. It's really just money to get them to come over, to help them get here. That's all it is.
Well, Richard, here's something that's very interesting. I hope all you guys understand what's going on. $85,000 is the price tag, according to the Miami Herald. That's how much it costs to teach every illegal alien to learn to speak English. That's $85,000 from the time they come in here, from kindergarten, first grade, to high school. While the curriculum, the teacher, they got to pay $85,000 per illegal alien who's speaking Spanish. Okay? Now, you add that up with the 17,000 vouchers they're getting for furniture and Section 8 housing they're getting. White Americans that are Vietnam vets and all these other vets and all these Iraqi wars, they're living on the street, a lot of them. A lot of them are doing drugs, whatever. But the American government is not taking care of these white Americans or Afro-American Americans, but they're taking care of an illegal people that are coming to this country, do not even speak the common language, okay? Don't give a damn about the founding fathers of this country. Joe Biden and all those crony communist Democrats are treasonous for what they're doing to this country. And not only that, Richard, you have to compete with these people. These people want jobs. Guess what? White America, black America has got to compete with these people. They're not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat your lunch and take your jobs. They're getting great jobs, by the way, a lot of them after 2-3 years in this country. Like I said, 250 they caught at the border of Venezuelans, sneaking through Texas to get to Miami, to South Florida, or wherever they go. But here mainly, because this is where the hub is. They're literally trying to wipe out the white Northern European Caucasian heritage of our country. There's no question about it. Who's behind it? You got a lot of Zog. You got a lot of white trash. That's how I look at it, Richard. Because we should be taking care of Americans first, last, and always. Not only with the problem with the racial thing we're having right now, but look at how they're trying to wipe out white Northern European culture. Taking our monuments down, statues. It's ridiculous. And who's allowing it, Richard? Who's tolerating this? We are. We should not tolerate none of this. We are the majority. And when we become the minority, we will be in a big-time CW. That's why it's got to stop and desist. And far as this goes, gentlemen, I was wondering if y'all ever really looked into Jill Biden. Now they're saying that Jill Biden in a train station, he saw her picture on a billboard, so he got a hold of his brother to hook him up with her after his wife got killed in a car wreck. And according to the husband, Stevenson, she was cheating on him with Joe Biden. But now they're saying like it was a homage. They couldn't get along, so she got separated, and she got a divorce, and then she met Joe Biden. Another big scam by the Democrat Party, Richard. It's a scam, and now they keep saying calling her Dr. Jill. Was she a damn teacher? That's how she was an English teacher in Delaware. And why? You know, one more thing, Richard. I know you got other callers. Why don't we stick 10 million illegal aliens right into Delaware? And I want to ask you one more thing. What do you guys think about D.C. becoming a state? 90% of the state, District of Columbia, is black. Now they want to turn it into a state. Richard? Richard?
Who'd like to respond to Tom there?
Tom.
That's been the Democrats' plan. I'm sorry. We all quit at once. I was just going to say that's the Democrats' plan to seize and control and maintain power, because if they add more states, they add more senators to these Democrats. I mean, if they – D.C. and then there will be Puerto Rico. They wanted to – they'll try to make Puerto Rico a state too. It's diabolical that they have power and they never plan to let it go again, no matter what it takes, even if they have to bring in, you know, 100 million illegal aliens to do this. The ones that are coming across the border now are being bused directly into red states if they will let them. The Democrats in these red states, they're picking them up in buses and taking them there. And it's only their purpose is to vote Democrat. I mean, that's why they're bringing them in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, we have the bottom of the hour break.
Richard, can I hang on?
Yeah, we'll hold you over, Tom. Just stick around. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
And we're back here on the Alternative Media on RBN. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Showoff. And I have a full panel of co-hosts here with me today. Stephen Douglas Whitener, Paul Edward Stevenson, and William Rapillum. We're on the line with Tom in Florida. Tom, before we get back to you, I want to hear some feedback from the other gentlemen on the panel. I know William, you were about to speak as well.
Oh, I was just going to say, but Tom, where are they going to put, how, you see all those apartment complexes going up everywhere, like wildfire and big 5G poles in the middle of them? Where are they going to put, who are they going to put there if they don't let all these people across the border? Who are they going to put there in the red states, counties, so that they can demographically replace these red state counties and overwhelm the voting base with Democrat and communist voting? They got to have
Well, Richard, I just got to say what Steven said. This is all about the vote. They're trying to wipe out white Northern European men and women. And if white don't wake up, we are looking at an awesome all-out civil war. I'm telling
there's no
like
argument.
It is because I'm not going to pull punches anymore.
Oh, no, there's absolutely
right here,
a white
Florida.
Genocide. There's a white genocide, and they're also trying to make whites socially seen as second-class citizens so that it can be more and more encouraged. But you know, Biden is determined to try to wipe out any white enclaves, so to speak. You know, he wants to make sure that everything is equally multicultural. And it's not just about the vote. It's about white genocide. You know, it goes far higher than Biden. It goes to an international level. To a certain international group.
Criminal syndicate.
Yeah, and thank you, Paul.
I agree.
I want to hear like a little reiteration from Paul. Paul's over in London, you know, and I know that there's an echo of the same kind of white genocide he's experiencing there. So let's hear what Paul has to say to respond to you.
Yeah, it is those two things. It's, you know, it's a white genocide operation, and it is to totally socialize the West by attracting dependents who will then vote for socialist programs and literally turn the West into a socialist hellhole that a lot of these people flee from in the first place. So that's the irony.
Absolutely
right, go
right,
ahead,
Paul.
Tom.
Beautiful. Absolutely right what Paul said. Paul hit it right out of the park. That's exactly how I feel. That's what he's saying. And I just got to say this, Richard. I see what's happening here in South Florida. This was a microcosm 30 years ago. What's happened to the rest of the country? What the other Wilhelm was saying, they're bringing all these illegals into red states. And if the white Anglo men and the women do not stand up with bearing arms against this nonsense with these dirty criminals, we're looking at something that's going to make Nazi Germany look like a disgrace. I mean, that's how bad this is getting. They're trying to wipe us out, Richard. They want to wipe out the white Northern Europeans. They're doing it medically. You got Bill Gates. You got Soros pumping.
Well, Germany was a disgrace.
Bezos.
I mean, in Germany there was a disgrace. I mean, the war crimes of the Allies, the firebombing of Dresden, among other cities, you know, civilian men, women, and children, and then of course I agree with that.
Yeah,
and then of course we always have this. Claim to a Holocaust, to always feel sorry for the people who have the biggest hypocrisy over in Israel. But the evidence doesn't really support that. Of course, there's plenty of evidence for the Ukrainian genocide, which was all from Bolshevik Jewish organization, you know, of this international Jewry cabal.
Same people
course,
today.
The Marxists.
It's the same crowd. It's been the same crowd for the last 2,000 years since they killed Jesus Christ.
That's right.
All right, well,
and, you
thank
know, it's
you.
It's all
I
about the cabal.
Some other
it's a cabal, Richard. It's a giant cabal. We need to wake up. That's all I can say. Wake up. We're going to end up like the Planet of the Apes. That's what's going to happen.
Yes, sir. All right.
Can I make one point, Richard, real
sure.
quick?
Yeah.
Tom, I would lose the Nazi rhetoric on that because the truth on that is that Germany was fighting for their lives, and they were going through the same thing that we're going through right now. The truth's been completely flipped on its head like that. There was no extermination of 6 million Jews. That is an absolute hoax. You can just look into that a little bit. Look at David Cole's work. Look at David Irving.
Richard, can I respond to him? Richard, I didn't mean it like that. Richard, I want to say something to what he's saying. I didn't say nothing. I wasn't saying that there wasn't a hoax on that. Okay?
Okay.
What they did to the Germans was a disgrace. What they did to the Germans was, I'll tell you another disgrace. When the Russians went into Germany, the East Berlin, that was mainly Mongolians are fighting those, killing those German white women and stuff. Who's getting who? I know all that.
Okay. All right, no, thanks for clearing that, then. Appreciate it. Always appreciate your call, and have a great
weekend. Is the word Nazi that was like, what? Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, Tom. Let's go to Art in Georgia. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, great job this morning. I touch on just a couple quick statements before I get to my point. There were less than 3.2 million Jews in all of Europe at that time, so there's no way on God's green earth they could have possibly killed 6 million Jews. You're talking about killing twice as many Jews as existed in all of Europe at that time. Mathematically, it's not possible. So we can end that stupid right there with some basic, I don't know, third grade math. As far as Pat in Texas, honey, I love you. Keep it going. I wish you lived a little closer to me because I think you would be a great one to hang out with. maybe go do some fishing or something like that.
We're turning into a dating site.
I always love listening to Pat. She's awesome. you were talking about the two things I wanted to get to was, first of all, people should be looking up. I know Facebook is it's a dirty word these days, but there's a Dr. Rashid, R-A-S-H-I-D, Buttar, B-U-T-T-A-R. Check him out. He's doing some great some great work in the fight against this whole COVID poppycock scare. Yes, the virus is real, but it has a 99.72% survival rate, same as the flu. All right? So let's stop that stupid right there. This vaccine, no long-term studies. When are they going to do long-term studies? Oh, they're doing it right now, and they're using the entire American population, or they're using the entire world. What am I thinking? As their guinea pigs to see how well this poison-laden vaccine is going to work. And as Dr. Buttar points out, your body isn't even capable of utilizing a vaccine until you're at least 1 to 1.5 year old. So why are we giving it to newborns? I don't get it. There's also another one, Dr. Baker 2.0. Check him out on Facebook. He's also doing a great job in this fight as well. What I want to know is, I'm a hardcore prepper, so everything you were saying earlier, dead on the money. But you could go a lot deeper with this whole prepping thing. We just don't have time. What I want to know, this is my question for the government, and I know the feds listen to RBN. Anybody that says they don't doesn't know what they're talking about. The feds do listen. And what I want to know is, who are you going to find if and when, and I think it's more like when, the federal government's going to try this. When you decide to go with 100% mandated vaccine, what fool are you going to find to come out to my house and insist I get the jab? Just who are you going to find who is going to be that stupid? Because I ain't getting the jab. And I will go down fighting. They'll give me that jab when I stop breathing.
That's the spirit.
A lot of people say I'm big talk. You come and look at how I live, and you'll know. I mean everything I say. I'm about 80% off the grid, and I can go 100% off the grid within 3 hours. I'm not playing games here. Who are you going to get? It's going to be stupid enough to come out to my house with a needle.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I don't think they'll send
they
a person.
Do about people
I think they'll
like
probably.
Me? What are they going to do about people like me that aren't going to back down? That aren't going to surrender their guns. We're not going to kowtow to this crap anymore. What are they going to do?
Well, let's hear from William. You were going to speak.
Yeah, I don't know. With all this AI technology, it's and you've seen some of these the science of that they're building robots. They'll probably start sending robots. They'll end up, you'll wake up at 2 a.m. with a robot in your room, and you'll think that they're giving you a weather update, but you'll wake up and see that there's actually a robot standing in your, I don't know, this is just kind of a dream I had, but.
Paul, did you want to?
I applaud your stance, and I take the same stance too, and absolutely, it's liberty or death, man. That's it. So whether it's a robot or whoever it is, but that's a possibility that we're facing.
Paul, did you want to respond as well?
Absolutely, 100%. That's the attitude you need. And I'm exactly the same. I mean, they would literally have to break through my door and actually, you know, physically be able to, like, you know, put that needle in me, because there's no way I'm taking that thing. And I will go down fighting as well, because there's some things... There are times when you literally just have to draw the line, and as Willem said, it's like death or liberty. You have to draw the line somewhere, and we should have pushed back, you know, years ago. There's so much complacency. This thing has been encroaching for decades, and I get so angry, as you know, Richard, with the church, because they never seem to have any discernment for these things. And you know, they never push back on anything. So until it gets so bad, and then you're in a weaker position and the state's in a stronger position, you should draw, you should, you know, push back when you're in a stronger position and actually see the danger when it's at a distance rather than, you know, having it at your doorstep, you know?
Yeah, when your lives are so uncomfortable and inconvenienced, yeah, you're far more vulnerable and weak on resources and morale. A very good point. Well, we have a couple other callers to get to. Art, is there any last comment you wanted to make?
No, I just, I agree. The pushback should have started at least, I don't know, at least during the Bush Jr. administration, at least during his second term is when we should have really started pushing back. But, you know, I'm constantly, and I'll leave you with this thought, and I know this is going to make a lot of people angry. I've said this before several times on RBN over the years, and it always seems to get somebody's dander up. If you really want to know who is responsible for the mess that we find our country in right now, yes, we can point at our parents. We can point at our grandparents. We can even point, for a lot of us, to our great-grandparents going back to the late, to the early 1900s, and say around 1920 or so. We can look at every generation. But if you really want to know who's responsible now, look in the mirror, folks. It's our fault because we failed in our duty as Americans to hold our government accountable. It's our fault.
Yes, we should never pass the buck down the line, as it were. That's a very good point. Well, thank you for your call, Art. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, see you, mate.
Let's go to Mark in Florida. Hello, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, guys, thanks for letting me in. I want to make 3 points. I want to get to the Chavin trial. I believe you're filling in for Farron Schoaf, not Farron Showoff. So,
Schoaf. Schoaf. Okay, I'm pronouncing it wrong. Sorry. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
And the last caller, the Constitutional Convention destroyed the Republic. It happened back then. It's something that they won't address. Now, getting to the trial for Chavin, and I believe I can demonstrate it's a show trial. Does anybody know if the EMTs, the ambulance drivers that carted Floyd off, were they brought into the trial and questioned? Does anybody know?
I haven't heard that they were. No, I don't know the answer to that, honestly, but I have not heard that they were.
Okay, so the first question in my mind is, the EMTs would be the facts and evidence of the death. They didn't administer any roadside right there at the scene medical attention to him at all, nothing. Those weren't EMTs. And I don't believe they've been brought into the trial. This is a show trial. It's a fraud and a lie. Now, whether they cart Chavin off to Brazil or somewhere to live out the rest of his life, I don't know. Whether Floyd's alive or dead, I do not know. But I do know that the EMTs are the prime witnesses to what took place, and I haven't heard them being put on trial or questioned. So that's what I wanted to comment on. Thank you.
Mark, you make an excellent point, because there were a lot of anomalies with those videos that we saw of this supposed death of George Floyd. And whatever was put onto that gurney, I remember seeing pictures that it looked like a dummy, that they didn't even have a person on that gurney when they put it in the ambulance, you know, and different videos from maybe it was different angles. I'm not sure, but it looked like different people were in the videos that they were playing out on the news. You know, that we know that they edit these things just the same way they edited the Trayvon Martin tape, you know, that to make it look worse for Zimmerman. But I don't know if it's just editing that the news media did with these videos, or if it's literally a false, fake thing in a show trial. Just as you said, I think that's a possibility, but I don't have the proof one way or the other myself. It's okay. Definitely worth looking at.
Okay. Well, we have one more caller to get to. And any other of you gentlemen want to comment on that? Okay, well, let's just go to the The next caller, thank you for your call, sir. Let's go to Tom in Utah.
Hi, by the way, I agree with the previous caller. Even though I can't see, the description is that there was no resuscitation attempts done on site by the EMTs. Really bizarre. And that is normal. When you find somebody, even before you move them, you begin to at least attempt to restart or resuscitate them.
Sure. I'm going to check their vitals and, yeah, going to be there for a bit examining them, and it could be dangerous to move them until you assess.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anyway, back way back, you had a statement about children transmitting diseases, like in a nursery or school setting. The fact is, these diseases do not move casually from individual to individual. They have to be moved in a fat, flesh, bloody, gelatinous-like material, fomite as we call it, from one individual into another. You cannot spread disease by casual contact. That's the rule, and it has been the rule since the beginning of time. And because you have all been suckered, including Pat. Pat and I have some fun discussions together. We make sure that the medical practitioners are not fully trained in all of the whole picture of pathology. So even the practitioners believe that it's contractible just by casual contact, but in their practices, they're not even trained that way. We go from patient to patient, touching hands and bellies and foreheads all the time and never worry about transmission, because in fact, it doesn't happen that way. The only way you can move disease from one individual to another is to ingest or infuse that other person's tissue or other individual.
And as far as the definition, well, Tom, I want to ask you, as far as the description I've heard of a virus, it's on the edge of life. You know, it's not quite alive. It's not quite dead, but it certainly doesn't have the characteristics to define life, to qualify as that. I mean, what would you agree with the general description that we can find when we look up this information? And I mean, how do you explain to the lay persons of our listeners and myself more clearly how this component, you know, this molecular structure, this virus, you know, what it consists of and how it affects the body?
It's fractions of DNA and RNA, like the pages of a book. The book itself cannot do anything other than provide information. And that's what these fractions, these paragraphs, these sentences, these words, singular words, that have been shattered out of a cell. All they are is the pieces of paper from the instruction manual on how to build a bomb. It's like saying, well, that piece of paper that flew out of the window of the Trade Towers came down and lit on the building, the roof of the Building 7. Did that piece of paper cause Building 7 to collapse, or was it the information on that paper that may have mm-hmm. caused that building to collapse, but only in the hands of something with mass and energy, an individual?
Well, we would need a lot more time to go into any of this with more detail, but I appreciate your thoughts on both these topics. Yeah, have a great weekend, Tom.
Okay.
And
go to Gassing America and call me if you're brave.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Who'd like to respond, Paul? You were going to.
You know what? Just simply because of time constraints, I was going to just change the direction a little bit. Just a couple of quick points. You're right, by the way, about the COVID marshals being deployed over here. There's been a spike of antisocial behavior over here. People fighting outside pubs and stuff. So they're deploying more COVID marshals outside pubs. And the other thing that we haven't spoken about that needs to be spoken about, at least mentioned, is the whole Russia situation. Russia has now deployed two armies, three airborne units to counter the threat from the US-led 40,000 NATO troops on the border there in Russia. This is a very precarious situation, you know.
Stephen,
yes,
you've
Paul,
been keeping up.
They have started to evacuate the Donbass as well. People in Donetsk and Lugansk, they have been evacuating the civilians. Some, most of them, I believe, have been heading into Russia, and some headed into Ukraine. You can see lines at the border. They're getting ready for this thing to set off. I don't know to the, what extent it's going to go, but it's very dangerous. I agree with you. I've been watching that. I even had this – someone mentioned a dream. Well, William mentioned a dream. Hey, I dreamed last – as I was waking up this morning that the news was saying Putin had been assassinated and the emergency broadcast system was going off, and that was my alarm, actually. So, you know, I've been looking into it a lot to the point that it's infiltrated my dreams. It is a very scary situation to me. I think that we – haven't been here in a long time, and the fact that it's not being played up on the media as much as it was makes it seem more legitimate to me that this is a real conflict that's brewing more than just something that's staged, although I hope it's more of the same, that it's just theater to distract us from everything going on. But you know,
it could
this
also
week
be
we'll
something
tell the tale.
My point is it could also be something that's real but is also to distract us from the totalitarianism, the economic consolidation and ruin in the wake of the you know, unjustified lockdowns. And then, of course,
yes,
we have well, plenty of domestic upheaval with the racial divisiveness from these organizations and lobby groups. But I don't know. I could see it being a real hot war, but that doesn't mean it's not trying to distract. I mean, look in the past when economic conditions were really rough.
Exactly.
The people were about to be uppity with their rulers. We have a grand war. So.
Well, the Federal Reserve and the banksters know that, you know, that eventually they're going to get exposed for the raping and pillaging and looting that's gone on. So don't put it past them that they'll start a war as a complete and utter distraction and just to really shake everything up. And you know, the deficits to China is a big factor as well. So, I mean, we spoke about it last year, Richard, that, you know, a World War III situation is perfectly feasible, I believe. These maniacs are capable of it, you know.
Agreed. And William, we hear some last words from you. We just got about a minute left here.
I wanted to drop just a couple of good news kind of things. There's a band, it's called the Patriot Band. I'm reading about this in American Free Press. It's called the Poker Face. Check them out, Poker Face, okay? They're a Patriot Band. They've been going for about 30 years. And
okay.
Then the other one I wanted to drop here is there's a restaurant owner in Huntington Beach, you may have heard of this, who is defying the lockdowns 100% and won't even allow people in his restaurant with masks on. Flies a Don't Tread on Me flag at the restaurant. And he started a movement. He started a website. Check out his website. It's called MakeRestaurantsGreatAgain.com. MakeRestaurantsGreatAgain.com.
Well, you know, the Florida governor is saying the lockdowns were a huge mistake. So that's influential coming from the governor of Florida. So
yes.
Yeah,
Ron DeSantis. Yep.
Yeah, we have five states who are pushing back against the vaccine passports as well. So that's a good sign as well. Utah, Idaho, Florida, Texas, and Montana. So that has to grow. Well, thank you, all of you gentlemen. It's been a pleasure, an honor having you all here.
Yeah, thanks, Buzz. Thanks. Great to be here. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, this has been the Alternative Media and Richard Carey filling in for Farron. Shoa. I have to get that pronunciation right. Please support RBN, folks. We'll speak again soon. Have a great weekend.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748.